Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is the Sahara Force India podcast, as we take you on an access all areas tour of your favorite team.
We look forward to qualifying well and then getting both drivers well into the points, and I think that's possible.
This is Formula One. Once some little detail goes wrong when the competition is so tied up, then it really goes wrong.
Driver review. Well, we're joined by Nico Hülkenberg now. Started in P10 and managed to collect some points as well by finishing seventh. Difficult, challenging race with that red flag coming out, but it seemed like you made the most of it.
Yes, I think we did. Given when the red flag came, that was pretty much the worst moment for us because we've just done our stop. And then found ourselves obviously a bit further behind with some people in front then who have the advantage of putting on a fresh set of tires and choosing their tire as well to the end of the race. So that wasn't ideal for us. That played against us today. But yeah, like you say, given how everything went, I think we still made nose of it. It was a good effort to hang on to that seventh place because it was under a lot of pressure from Williams behind. So yeah, overall, good way to start the season with some points. Happy about that.
Next up, there's just 2 weeks until the next race. They come thick and fast with a 21 race calendar. We head off to Bahrain. How much does that suit you as a driver?
Bahrain is special. It's a very different track to here. It's really smooth and not bumpy like here. It's more low speed dominated corners. It's very demanding on traction. So a very different kind of ball game from here. Obviously, a night race there. Very, very different atmosphere. In Bahrain, I really like the paddock. Big fan of the paddock there. It's that special 1001 atmosphere. I like it. Good venue. Time to score more big points there.
When we've been there in the past, we've seen some terrific dogfights there, haven't we? Is it that sort of circuit for a driver that you can really get stuck in and attack?
Yeah, it's a lot of straight lines and then big braking zones, so that usually is good for racing, and attacking and wheel-to-wheel racing. So Bahrain provides that. So hopefully, yeah, we get a lot of that.
It's a slightly different race, isn't it? And very different from Australia, the first race of the season, because it's under the spotlights, it's in the dark, lots of sand around, which makes it quite a gritty track. Can that play to your advantage?
I don't know. I think that's the same for everybody, really, pretty much. It just depends there. How well your package works. We've just got to make sure, obviously, that we do our homework, that we set up the car in the right way, and be on the right strategy, pretty much. That's, I think, the key of a good race weekend there.
Engine-wise, you've obviously got the Mercedes engine in that car. How useful is it to have that around a track like Bahrain?
Very useful. It's also high power demand. It's a lot of big, long straights, so having a Merc in the back of the car is definitely a nice thing to have around Bahrain.
You've got a new helmet this year. Just tell us a little bit about the design, why you've got it, what was the inspiration behind it?
Yeah, before, the 2 years before, I didn't really change my design and I got a bit fed up and bored with it. So I thought, it's time for a change. And I didn't do haircut, so I decided I'll change my helmet and design. And, since everybody calls me Hulk, the Hulk, in media and press and many other people, I said, okay, that's quite cool. Let's just, put that on the helmet. It was actually my kind of idea, which then was worked out by my helmet painter. And the first, drawings look really cool. So we, kept on working in that direction, together with obviously a bright green color, which suits in the car quite well. I'm really happy about it. It looks super cool. In the night with lights, obviously, everything is very shiny and glossy. It's even cooler, but yeah, very happy with it.
How long does it take from the first moment you think, you know what, I'm going to go with this whole thing, to actually getting the finished article in your hands?
It depends. This was actually very fast. There was maybe, you know, the first render, and then there was 2-3 times, you know, some tweaks and back and forth with the helmet painter via email. And I said, you know, change a bit here, this color maybe a bit brighter here, or darker. But yeah, then it was born.
Well, we hope to see the Hulk out in force when we get to Bahrain. Good luck, thanks.
Thank you.
This is the Sahara Force India podcast, The Lowdown. I'm joined by Otmar Zaf now. Otmar, the Chief Operating Officer for Sahara Force India. Let's talk about the race. First one of the season, and it was pretty good qualifying for you guys, starting in 9th and 10th position. But when it actually came to the race, I feel like maybe it didn't quite go to plan. Just talk us through what happened with both of your drivers.
Yeah, well, 9th and 10th gave us an opportunity to choose the tires we wanted to race on, and also gave us a bit more latitude on strategy. And what we were going to do is start on a soft, one stop it, then go to a medium. And it looked like at the beginning no one else was one stopping but us. Perhaps Grosjean in the Haas could have done the same, because I think he started on the soft too. But he was well behind us, so we weren't concerned. It was all going to plan until Gutierrez and Alonso came together, and unfortunately they came together just as we pitted for our one pit stop for the medium tire, and that kind of ruined our plans or changed them significantly. So to end up in seventh place after all that was actually pretty good going.
Yeah, Sergio Perez finishing the race in 13th, and as you say, Nico Hülkenberg finishing in 7th. How do you think you can reflect and move forward from a race like that? What can you learn, if anything?
Well, I mean, the good news is you can't predict the accidents and what lap they're going to happen. So the good news is it looked like our plan of a one-stop was going to work. We didn't get much running in on the medium tire due to all the rain, so our information was limited. But even with the limited information, it looked like all that was coming to plan. So what would we do differently next time? Probably not much. In Bahrain, we've got some upgrades coming to the car, so hopefully that'll make it a bit quicker.
Now, come on, I'm not going to let you get away with that. You can't just tell us upgrades. What have you got coming?
Oh, there are a few aerodynamic bits to the car that will help the front end. So that's all I can say.
I love it. Top secret stuff. Also news coming out for Bahrain that you could have another driver in the car for free practice one. Is that the case?
That is the case. And Alfonso Celis, who's done some work for us already in winter testing, will be in the car in FP1. So he'll be helping us out there too, with upgrades coming as well. We look forward to a very good Bahrain.
How important is it for you to bring new talent like Celis through and develop them and get them some time in the car?
Well, it's vitally important now. We don't have much in-season testing anymore, so running in FP1s will help with developing talent. We've done it successfully in the past with drivers even like Nico Hülkenberg. He did, I believe, 14 Fridays for us one year when he wasn't driving, and then thereafter we put him in the car.
And just having one final question for you about Bahrain. If we look back to last year, the race for you guys finishing 8th and 13th, so pretty similar to this race here. What are you going to do differently? What are you hoping to get from Bahrain?
Well, I hope we do a lot better than 8th and 13th in Bahrain. It's a bit more of an engine circuit than this one. We look forward to qualifying well and then getting both drivers well into the points, and I think that's possible.
When you say qualifying, by the way, qualifying old-style format, how pleased are you it's gone back, or are you not happy at all?
Well, I mean, to me personally, I didn't think qualifying was that bad from what we had before. So going back to the old style is okay. I think that works well. We'll adjust to it and do the best we can. If it is the old style, we'll make sure that we get both cars into Q3, starting in top 10 starting positions on the grid. And then from there, we'll race well and, get us up as high as we can into the points. That will be our our strategy on Bahrain, which was a little bit different than what we did here.
We look forward to seeing it. Otmar Szafner, thank you very much.
Thank you.
This is the Sahara Force India podcast. Driver review.
Sergio Perez, Australian race all wrapped up. That's the first race of the season gone. He started in ninth, finished 13th, and really that red flag, the big accident, hurt your race, didn't it?
More than that, I think the start really put me in a very poor position. The clutch was overheated, given that we had to do to abort the start and do another one. So that really put me in a very bad place for the race mainly. And then from then on, it was just my track position was always in a bad place. So I was always having people behind on different tires, and yeah, it was not an ideal race. But yeah, here you are, and it's the first race of the season. We know that the season is very long, and we have plenty of races to go ahead.
Yeah, 21 races, the most we've ever had in Formula One. And next stop, just 2 weeks' time, it's Bahrain. That has to be a circuit that you have very fond memories of from a couple of years ago when you were on the podium.
Yeah, definitely. That was a great time. I really enjoy being on the podium there. It was a fantastic race. And yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Hopefully we can have the points that we lost here, we can have them back in Bahrain.
How do you go into the next race now? What are you thinking? What are you going to do? How do you handle it?
Well, obviously, once you have a bad weekend, as we had, you have to take the positive. I think qualifying was great yesterday. We have the pace. We're competitive. So we were just unlucky, and this is Formula One. Once some little detail goes wrong when the competition is so tied up, then it really goes wrong. So yeah, it's important to be there and be able to fight and get back the points that we lost.
We know under the floodlights of Bahrain, the Force India car is going to look pretty stunning. How are you going to make it a great race for Sergio Perez?
I think the most important thing is the result, and we're aiming to improve and get a strong result there in Bahrain. I think it's a circuit that generally has suited us well, so there should be no reason why we cannot do well there.
Also heard a little rumour from Otmar Szafner that you're going to have some new bits for the car, a bit better aero. It's got to be exciting looking at how the car is developing this year and the potential it'll have.
Yeah, there's good progress been done in the backside of the team, so definitely looking forward to the race, and hopefully we can do a strong weekend.
Join us next time for another Sahara Force India podcast.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.